Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Becca Ballant, who is a Vermont Senate pro tem and Democrat from Brattleboro. She's been in office since 2015. That doesn't seem so long, but when you really start to think about it, that's quite a while, isn't it?
It is. It is. You can get a lot done in that time. And it's interesting to see. When I first started my career in politics, my kids were tiny, and now they're I have a 12-year-old and an almost 15-year-old, and a lot has happened in that time that I'm so proud of. And, I do the work that I do, back to what I was saying before about making sure we're protecting everyone's rights. I talk a lot with my kids at the kitchen table about how, 70% of Americans support things like same-sex marriage, a clear majority of Americans support reproductive rights. And yet we can't seem to get Congress, specifically the Senate, to act on these things to protect these rights. And so we've got a lot of work to do ahead of us. And I'm so pleased that my children have seen me on this this journey that I'm on politically, and they see how important it is for us to be engaged in the political process. And I know that's something you've been talking about for years on your show.
Well, Becca Ballant, I wanted to ask you, would you support Speaker Nancy Pelosi if you're elected as leader in the House?
Well, I will tell you this, Alan. There are a number of people right now who I know are considering a run for Speaker. It's not clear what's going to happen in the midterms, and I'm going to do what any Vermonter would want me to do, which is to go into the House and talk to the people who are interested in running in that position and have them make their case.
Okay. So do you see anything that in Nancy Pelosi's leadership that you have had questions about?
Well, I have questions about everybody's leadership, and there's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking that goes on. What I think is remarkable is that when you see the kind of dysfunction and belligerence that she had to deal with in the Trump administration, it's incredible that she was able to get anything done. And having been a leader of a legislative chamber, I know that there are a lot of decisions that are made that are complicated. And so I can't think of something right now. I'm certain there are things that she said or did that I don't agree with, because that is just the nature of the human condition. But I think when we look back on the work that she's been able to do in Congress, I think history is going to be kind to her, because she's been able to move a lot of legislation that helped a lot of Americans.
Now, what do you see as Vermont's greatest needs from Washington?
We have, like many pockets of the country right now, we have three things that I'm keenly interested in. One, we have a housing crisis. We have a workforce crisis, and we have a mental health crisis. And those three all interact with each other. And I think that these are issues that the federal government can help in terms of giving investments to the states to help them alleviate this this crisis that we're in. And I am very interested in really elevating the issues around the mental health concerns that I hear from families and community members and first responders. And I'm noticing the last week there have been more and more articles that I've seen both in the Washington Post and the New York Times about this realization that the pandemic has had an exacerbating influence on the crisis around mental health. It was certainly there beforehand, but we're seeing it more acutely now. We need more supports for our first responders in dealing with mental health crises, and we don't have enough providers. I hear that over and over again, and that's certainly a place where the federal government can step in and make it easier to get more people trained up.
Now, you're the first woman in your role as head of the Senate and the first openly gay person. Do you think Vermont voters are ready for this combination and sending you to Congress?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, Alan, our primary campaign was on fire. We just picked up steam week after week after week, and it was not a close election in the end. People thought it was close. We won by double digits, and that's because people were ready for a regular person who understand what families were dealing with. I had taught in four different rural public schools. We have a lot of young people working on our campaign. We also had a lot of older people volunteering. And our messages of really supporting working families, taking advantage of this moment that we're in to make sure that we are protecting workers' rights. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or an LGBTQ person. Are you the right person who is able to talk to a great many people? And I feel like I have the skills to do that.
What should we do about abortion and reproductive health rights on the federal level? Because that's where you'll be.
We have to codify Roe. We have to codify Roe. And, you know, I am also deeply concerned about the fact that we have not yet been able to repeal the Hyde Amendment. I think that's an incredibly important part of this. And I'm concerned about where we are at with the Supreme Court. And I would support term limits on both Supreme Court justices and, federal judges. It is the thing that I hear most about from older women in Vermont, that they say, I can't believe we're fighting these fights over again. Mm-hmm. That it is, you know, for them, some of whom are now facing the end of their lives, right? These are elderly people who fought so hard for this. And we can't even have a statement from the U.S. Senate that a woman has the ability to control her own body, which is why we pushed so hard in Vermont for us having all Vermonters have bodily autonomy. And we have an amendment to our Constitution coming up in November. And the majority of Americans agree that these decisions should be made between an individual, woman, her family, and their doctors. That's who should be making these decisions. The federal government, the state government, should not be interfering in health care, because that's what this is about. And a majority of Americans agree.
I got a minute and 54 seconds. I wanted to ask you, if Governor Phil Scott wins re-election, you would continue to have a Republican governor. Can you work with a Republican if you're the state's lone U.S. House representative?
Absolutely. We have a strong tradition of the congressional team working closely with the governor, because in the end, what we want is to support Vermonters. And I always say the work that I've done as a teacher and as a legislator, and hopefully, knock on wood, as a congressperson, is to alleviate suffering. And that is the work that we are aligned in. I have really good models from Congressman Welch. And when Bernie Sanders was a congressman, I'll be meeting with the two of them later this week to talk about how we'll do our work going forward. And Phil Scott and I did a lot. He's the governor. We did a lot of strong work together investing in Vermont, and we're going to continue to do that. We don't agree on everything, but we have a good working relationship, and that's going to continue.
It's wonderful to talk to Vermont Senate Pro Tem Becca Ballant. Becca, thank you so much for being with us, and when we come back, we'll talk some more.
Thank you so much.